brother. What's up? This
is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. What's happening, my man, Evan?
We back. We made it. Another day. Another day.
Yeah, yeah, we are. We are that. And, man, I got some stuff.
Ooh-ee.
that I want to talk about today, man. And I wonder if there are any animal lovers in the audience.
You're looking at one, man. You're looking at one right now.
You know, there can be times when animal rights people can go a little overboard. Would you say?
Yeah. To the point that they hurt their own cause. They start to make fun of themselves without even knowing it. And yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Well, let me ask you and the audience. Again, the phone number is 844-967-2789. You know, a week or so ago, a little more than a week ago, the first transplant of a pig heart into a human being.
Yes, I heard this. Yeah.
Was done.
Genetically modified.
Yeah.
Spooky stuff. It's amazing.
Okay. So you already know, many people in the audience may not know that. So I guess you're not a corpse if the machine is keeping you alive, right?
I guess.
Tentatively.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are you a corpse?
Nope. I think especially if you're walking and talking, you're among the living.
Well, but this person was not walking and talking.
Oh,
this person,
I thought he was.
No, that person had, you know, was in a motorcycle accident and was basically, you know, alive solely from the machines.
That's
that
right.
Kept him alive.
Yeah, I saw Fox's take on this one, and it being that he had stabbed somebody some time ago, early in his life. He had a, you know, an aggravated assault conviction, and so the question became, was he worth the pig's heart?
Well, so I, you know, I didn't see that, but I do know that the guy was clinically dead. And so when they put this pig's heart in him, you know, they had to do some things in order to check and see if this would work. Now, you may be talking because they also followed up the other day. They put some pig's kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Into a human being that had been modified, genetically modified. Let me read a little bit of this because it is unbelievable. Last week, when we reported the first pig to human heart transplant, we complained that the commercial company behind the transplant wasn't more forthcoming about the genetic engineering that had converted the pig into a valuable donor.
Mm-hmm.
However, however, we know how much more about porcine genetic engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Know much more about porcine genetic engineering thanks to a new paper on a different, more cautious test procedure. The work described in the papers is a transplant of pig kidneys into a brain dead recipient. Oh, I got it wrong. Where they did the kidneys was a brain dead recipient.
Okay.
I want to retract the thing about the heart. You were right. Meant to pave the way for trials in viable humans. So this person was brain dead from a motorcycle accident.
Yep.
Where they, you know, put the kidneys into him. He was already dead. It kept him alive. He had donated, you know, his organs, and he had agreed to, you know, allowing his body to basically be used to have these kinds of tests done. I don't know. Is that something you would do?
Ooh. Do I approve of it? Like, so- do I think it has value? Absolutely, 100%. Ooh, would I do it?
Okay, so I'm a donor. So after I'm gone,
yes,
they can take everything because it's not doing me any good.
That's right.
Okay, so that's the way I look at life. You know, there are some people who believe I can't donate anything because I won't be able to get to heaven. I have to be able to get to heaven with everything intact. You know,
yeah.
I don't buy into that.
Sure.
But anyway, here's what this man did, and so what they did, Evan, is they've done some things, man. They've changed some genomes and other things in these pigs. And there's a group of pigs that they're doing this to in order to make it possible for that pig's organs to be able to, you know, survive in the body of a human being. In other words, they've modified the genomes of the pigs.
Yeah. It's incredible, too. I mean, even with normal person-to-person transplants, we run into tremendous issues with immune responses. If you don't perfectly match the donor to the recipient, it can kill the recipient.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah. So this is kind of incredible that they're doing this with these pig organs.
Yeah, it's incredible. But I'm wondering if the animal rights people have an issue with what they're doing with these pigs.
I'm going to say 100%. Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, most of the news, the breaking news about this is debating whether or not Mr. Bennett was quote unquote the right person for the procedure.
Well, but let's say there is a right person.
Yeah.
Do you have an issue with what they, and this is for the listening audience, with what is taking place here? If they can take pigs, or any animal for that matter, and a human being's life is in the balance, and they can basically grow pigs, change the genomes in those pigs so that a human body can accept their organs, do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear what you guys think.
Do you think we'll get any callers on that?
I certainly hope so. I mean, yeah.
And the reason I'm asking is because I got my own opinion on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to hear the opinion of those in the listening audience, and I know we got a lot of animal rights lovers.
Man, the thing that gets me is right now with organ transplantation, with donation, you know, there's a class of people that don't have access to these medical services. You need lot of money. You need tremendous insurance, and you need a lot of backing. So the thought that people would be able to get truly life-saving procedures done in a more streamlined fashion, I'm all behind it.
You know, I remember. I'm old enough to have remembered.
Yeah.
The first transplant of a mechanical device into a human being, a heart. And, you know, in the end, I should have checked that out. I don't think that's happening anymore.
Interestingly enough, it is happening. They're not 100% mechanical hearts, but what they do is remove the part of the heart that isn't functioning correctly and install basically one ventricle,
apparatus,
left or
right.
That's right, yeah. And there are people walking around right now that have half a mechanical heart.
You know, I remember when they put this mechanical heart in this guy. And, man, it's got to be a last. Can you imagine? Hey, Evan, we've got a mechanical heart. And man, it was a huge thing. You know, it was It was just like back in my day when they first came up with the computers,
yep.
and a computer was in a whole room. It was a huge, it took up a whole room.
Yeah.
And that was a computer. But I'm wondering what people think about, and I'm looking at these piglets and they're cute.
Oh, they're so cute, man. Oh, they make great pets.
Well, that's right. You live in a rural area.
Yep.
And to think that they are taking these piglets and doing what they are doing to them, if it's to the benefit of human beings, are animal rights people okay with that? And that's really at the crux of the question that I want to ask. And I hope we can get some phone calls on it, because this is not to berate anyone in their beliefs.
Yeah.
But this is a serious question, because if in fact you can, and here's my point on it. I'll say it right now. So let's see, what do? We, for the most part, we raise pigs to slaughter them and eat them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like for bacon, you know? Yeah.
Huh? I mean,
like for bacon many times.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the pig.
You know, we pump them full of antibiotics. We pump them full of antiviral drugs so they can live in filth and not get sick. It's not pretty. Yeah.
Okay. So if that's the case, who cares about whether they alter the genomes in the pigs and take away what the pig really is? Does that matter? Now, I know there are people who have pets as pigs.
They make wonderful pets. They're very, very intelligent.
Well, it depends on what kind, right? I mean, you're not going to have a hog as...
That is, yes, that is true. That is true, because they can get big.
Right. So you know, what are you going to have? Wilbur from, what was the name of the
Babe. Oh, no, that's Babe the pig. That's his name. Wilbur, Charlotte's Web. Boom. I got it.
Right. Hey, you're amazed that an old geezer like me knows about Charlotte's Web. We got to talk. We got to go to a break. Got a lot to talk about, but I got to get this out of the way. 844-967-2789. Somebody join me and let me know what you think. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.